Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hello, America, and happy Saturday. Oh, wow, it feels like fall. Cool, crisp, a little sunny here in Washington, D.C. That's kind of good. We've got a great, great show for you today. We're going to kick things off with Congressman Eli Crane. He's a freshman, a former Navy SEAL from Arizona, one of the eight that forced the ouster of Kevin McCarthy. He is going to give us an update on where things are, where those eight are, where he is personally. And I think he's going to make a little news. He's going to tell us where he stands on whether he wants to give Speaker Johnson, the new speaker, another CR, another temporary spending bill. Be sure to listen to that part of the interview. There's some real news there. I think you're going to appreciate that. Then in the second block, Andy Biggs, also from Arizona, a little bit longer in Congress. He's not a freshman. He's been around a while. He's one of the key founders of the Freedom Caucus, its former chairman. He is one of the most important voices on border security, but also, and you heard this from Jim Jordan yesterday, Andy Biggs is right on the front lines of getting a deal. I'm not making this up. He's getting a deal on FISA reform that would potentially include forcing the FBI and the Justice Department to go get a warrant every time they want to snoop through your telephone records. Right now, they don't do that. They can snoop with impunity. And as you know from the story, we did about 270,000 times in the last 2 years. They did it unlawfully in violation of their own laws and orders. 270,000, that's a quarter million times. That's a lot of privacy violation. We're going to have the one and only Andy Biggs here to describe what's up with that. And then we're going to finish up with Myra Flores. She shocked the political world when she won a House district last year in what had been a Democratic district for over a century. She's running again for that seat, and she is one of the most cogent voices when it comes to the border. She's going to bring us up to speed on what she sees and what the brave men and women of the CBP are going through day in and day out. She's got a relative who's a Border Patrol agent. She knows firsthand the sacrifices they make. All right, that's our show today. I'm really excited about it. We're going to come back in just a few seconds with Congressman Eli Crane right after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out.
Welcome back. There are several important votes taking place now or in the coming days, from a potential stopgap funding bill to keep the government open until January to censuring progressive Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib for her very anti-Semitic behavior. The House is in session and hard at work, including our next guest. He is Arizona Congressman Eli Crane. He currently serves on several important committees, including the Homeland Security and on Veterans Affairs. And more importantly, he's been a loud, consistent voice advocating for fiscal responsibility. Hallelujah, Congressman. Your time is very much appreciated. Thank you for being here, sir. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks, Amanda. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Sir, of course, over the last 3 weeks or so, there have been a lot of discussions about whether to aid Israel, to what degree to aid Israel. But I'm a firm believer that we need to put our oxygen mask on first, and that includes figuring out our own fiscal year budget for next year. I'm hearing murmurs of a stopgap measure until mid-January. Can you give us an update that? We got 16 calendar days to get it done. Any chance?
Well, I agree with you, Amanda, when you said, you know, put our oxygen mask on first. That's definitely been how I look at this entire issue. You know, I do have a big heart for Israel as a Christian, and just seeing the brutality that the nation of Israel went through a couple of weeks ago was horrendous to watch. But that being said, I am an America First representative. I do believe that, you know, our first priority as representatives should be to protect our own people. Clearly, we're not doing that. We've talked about the border on this program many, many times. That has to be our number one priority. But I'm going to support Israel. I know that a lot of folks in the House feel the same way. And I do believe it's important that the United States of America continues to stand with Israel. As far as the stopgap measure, the CR, you know, some of us are called the hardliners up here. I think we're going to be giving the new speaker a little bit of grace. Some people might have seen some of that, you know, last week when we voted for one of the appropriations bills that Speaker Johnson, you know, wasn't in leadership when it was put forward and put through committee and then put on the floor. We gave him a little grace on that one. But when it comes to a CR or a stopgap or whatever they want to call it this week up in Washington, it's basically just funding the government at Nancy Pelosi levels. And that's something that I'm not prepared to do just because at the end of the day, we're not going to turn this, you know, thing around by continuing to spend money at levels that we've been spending money at that are completely irresponsible when we have a $2 trillion annual deficit, $33 trillion in debt. So just because the speaker changed doesn't mean my principles can.
Yeah. And Congressman, you've always been clear. And I think that's what's been so helpful to the leadership. They know where you stand. There's not any ambiguity about it. Is there any scenario where if a CR came in, but it reduced spending for the next two to four to six weeks to get the appropriations bill, that you would look at that? Or is any CR at any level off the table for you?
You know, I'll definitely take a look at whatever, you know, whatever is being proposed, John. But I really don't see myself and many others supporting CR. Does that mean it won't get done? It probably will. I think that we've seen time and time again up here that this is usually when Republicans and Democrats, often we call them the uniparty, come together, you know, and they get their stuff done. And John, I want to caveat by saying I understand that Speaker Johnson's in a very difficult spot.
Right.
You know, he's walking into a mess. I know he didn't even necessarily want to be speaker, so I can completely understand that. That being said, if we're going to turn this thing around, we're not going to turn it around by continuing to spend money that we don't have. And so we have to be, you know, we have to be very level-headed, but we also have to understand what the situation is. And you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of my colleagues don't act as if it's urgent that we stop spending money that we don't have.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point.
Yeah, Congressman, and whether you're talking about an individual or a company or Congress, change hurts sometimes. It is a painful process. And I know that over the course of moving away from Kevin McCarthy to Mike Johnson, there were a lot of arrows thrown in your direction and seven other Republicans. Does it feel like it was worth it?
100%, ma'am. I don't regret it one bit. It definitely was, you know, a tough couple weeks for those of us that made the choice to vote for the motion to vacate. But like I said, you know, and you just said it yourself, Amanda, you know, change is always tough. Nobody wants to change, especially in this town where so many people, you know, are getting paid off because of the reckless spending up here. You know, it's hard to watch individuals call you traitor or legislative terrorist on television, you know, that are supposed to be a part of the conservative movement who have railed against the spending and the swampiness of this town. But that being said, that's OK. I didn't expect to be, you know, loved up in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, I believe that if I got a chance to do what I wanted to do, I wasn't going to be liked very much up in this town. And that's OK, because it's not about my popularity. It's about making sure that, you know, I'm actually representing the people that sent me here and that my kids and future generations have an opportunity to live the American dream. Because after all, we got to, because people were actually responsible. Unlike what we see going on up here in Washington, D.C. currently.
Yeah. I want to remind people, sir, that when they called you those names, you're a Navy SEAL who fought on the front lines of some of the toughest wars this country has ever fought. And those who called you those names had no right, not based on the record and sacrifice that you have given your country. And on that front, I want to ask about that. There's an amazing moment yesterday where Director Ray says, we have some troubling gaps in our intelligence about possible homeland threats at this moment. And of course, a lot of that is the border. But there's another part of it, which is we're blind for the most part in Afghanistan because of the way Joe Biden exited. How big a problem is it? And how concerned are you for the potential of terror attacks on our soil in the posture we're in right now?
I'm very concerned. And I'm actually glad that, you know, Christopher Wray actually acknowledged that. I think, you know, that helps a lot of people wake up who just go through life complacently thinking that this is the United States of America and nothing's ever going to happen here. For many of us, 9/11 changed our lives. And I've been telling anyone that will listen, John, that it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. You know, we have over 250 individuals that have been encountered on our southern border that are on the terror watch list, and 1.7 million got away. People, we don't know who they are, where they're going, what their intentions are. And if you go through the list and you look at, you know, what countries many of these folks are coming, thousands of people coming from the Middle East, North Africa, and definitely places of concern, you know, it, like I said, this is, it's just a matter of time before this happens. And it just disgusts me, John, that we continue to play partisan politics with our border security instead of taking care of the American people.
Yeah, it's blinking red.
Well, and Congressman, yeah, and we now have another issue on top of those encountered at the border who are on the terror watch list and special interest aliens. We now have a third issue pertaining to nation of origin. With respect to categorization, because if an illegal immigrant is processed at the border, as far as nation of origin, Palestine is not a nation, Gaza is not a nation, the West Bank is not a nation. So these folks aren't even getting processed and registered as people who could be potentially, I'm not saying they're a terrorist, they're coming from a region of the world that supports terrorism. That's another complication to all this.
No, it 100% is. And I think we can all acknowledge that I'm sure that there are folks, you know, that are fleeing from Gaza, you know, that just want to live their lives and raise their family. That being said, you know, it does increase the threat to Americans. And like I said, that needs to be our number one responsibility, you know, which is why anytime I get the opportunity, you know, in the Homeland Security Committee to, you know, address Secretary Mayorkas or anybody else, you know, it's always with a level of, what are you guys doing? Do you realize how dangerous this is? And it's one of the reasons I've been willing to impeach Secretary Mayorkas from the moment I got here, because many of us have known for a long time where this was going to head. And now we're getting closer and closer and closer, you know, to jeopardizing the safety of American citizens. And at some point, you know, we have to, you know, we have to be willing to make changes. We have to be willing to hold people accountable. And I'm hoping that under the new leadership in the House, you know, we might see more of that.
Folks, don't go anywhere. Another great Arizonan right over the horizon. That's right. Andy Biggs, Congressman Andy Biggs, up next. We're going to talk about FISA reform. Oh, that's a big topic. And there's some big developments that aren't getting covered by the news media, but we're on top of it. We'll have that next.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our next guest is a driving force in coming up with the ideas and the consensus around that reform. Congressman Andy Biggs is not only a member of the committee, he is one of the biggest thinkers when it comes to fixing one of the greatest abuses we've had of our liberties in the last decade or so. And he joins us right now from the great state of Arizona. Congressman, great to have you on.
Thanks. Good to be with you, John, Amanda.
It is good to have you on, and timely at the top of the show, Chairman Jordan said, you know what, it's time to have warrants. Anytime the FBI wants to look through someone's phone records as an American, that idea sounds pretty familiar because I think we heard it from you a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been working on it a long time, but so is Jim and Chairman Jordan, and so he's been very supportive. We've been working in a task force with the Intel Committee guys. I think we've reached a lot of harmony on a lot of ideas. Last issue probably is just how we is to solve some of these issues where the FBI, NSA, CIA, et cetera, they want to go in and look at phone records and other private data points. And that's where we're going to solve those. I think we're going to smooth it out and hopefully be able to get something done before the end of the year. I believe we will.
Yeah, that'd be a big accomplishment. Wow.
Absolutely. And, you know, it feels like we have to triage all of the issues that the American people are facing. But I know another important one for you as far as budgeting is the border. And we now know that there's a caravan of, I think they're up to about 7,000 as they're crossing through northern Mexico, going to be reaching our border in the next, you know, 2-3 days or so. This is on top of some shaky numbers. I will say that the last number, official number I heard, I think from Border Patrol was 7 million, but I've heard upwards of 11 million illegal immigrants coming into our country since the Biden administration began. Do you know what number is correct?
No, there's no real way to get an accurate number. The administration doesn't really give us accurate numbers. Even the gotaways, the known gotaways, they don't publish those. I have to go and dig around and find those. That the last number for the Biden administration for the known gotaways was somewhere north of 1.7 million. And that does not include the unknown gotaways. But even the known gotaways is a misdirection. So when you find that you got 1.75, whatever that number is, they don't count any group of known gotaways that is in excess of 20. So if, or even if they catch, even if there's an apprehension, of someone trying to get away, not an encounter, but someone who's trying to get away. If you hit 20, they don't count any more than that. So if through looking at tracking, and if you estimate that you have 35, it's just the 20 plus that gets recorded. Mm. So that's why nobody really knows what the number is.
I did not know that. Wow.
That's stunning. I didn't know that either. It explains maybe they do the same thing on tax dollars and budgeting too, but they let them get away without counting them too. But that's another story altogether.
I want to make sure it's clear. On encounters, yeah, they will do that. They'll do right. the actual body count.
Right.
But it's the gotaways that are kind of missed up.
I never knew that. That is really amazing. So the number could be a lot higher, because if you had a 50 group, you're only going to get counted of 20, right?
That's right. Yeah. So if they're getting away. So and then don't forget, you have unknown gotaways, which I've had people estimate anywhere from 2 or 3 times the known gotaways.
Right.
We just don't know what we don't know, and it could be just millions.
Yeah.
Millions.
Mark Morgan has made that point on the show, and he agrees with you 100%. I want to turn to something that Chuck Grassley did in the last couple of days. He sent a letter to Mr. Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Homeland Security Department, saying, we want a count of all militarized encounters at the border, meaning times when our people were attacked by drones or that weaponry like IEDs was brought into the country. And I said, well, I haven't heard this. There apparently is a lot of violence going on that doesn't get reported. Can you tell us a little bit about what you and Chuck Grassley and others have been trying to force out of the Homeland Security Department?
Yeah, so think of it this way. There are places along the border where there's active drone activity coming from the cartels on the southern side, and they're coming in, and that causes potential violence. They're scouting as well. But then you also have shots randomly fired at CBP agents periodically. We don't know how many encounters like that you have, how many attempted assaults or attempted murders or just threatening with these shots that go on. This is a nonstop, it's a daily occurrence. And that's just with the CBP. Don't forget, you have active sheriff's departments along the border where they have people. So like in one of our counties about a month ago, two deputies injured seriously by illegal alien and human smugglers. There was a CBP agent I was in contact with, with my contact down there, very seriously injured. We hope that person pulls through. But you don't hear about that stuff from the media. And it's real, it's active. We need to know what's going on.
Congressman, after the Summer of Love and the Defund the Police movement, we saw a pretty swift reversal of that as Democrat deep blue cities realized the error of their ways. We are now seeing the mayors of 5 sanctuary cities seeking federal funding for their cities from the Biden administration due to the incredible strain on their cities' resources due to the illegal immigration. Is there any hope of any type of come to Jesus moment similar to the Defund Police movement where they say, maybe we should close our borders?
Yeah, I don't think we should give them any money, actually. That's my position. If you want to see them rehabilitate, that's what you will do. I mean, Eric Adams is now going over to Central America and all this stuff, and he's saying all these things because his city is receiving people from all over the world who are here illegally and they want to go in. And now he's like, hey, shut the border. Well, right. I don't even think he knows what it means to shut the border. If we shut the border, that means that we're going to close it to commercial traffic as well. If he means to secure the border, that means that you have to bring it under control so that illegal border crossings end. And he doesn't, I don't think he even knows what that means. I mean, he's been so disconnected. But that's what happens when these leftists get in control of cities. They're authoritarian enough to demand that everybody else comply with their whatever they believe is tolerant. And in the end, their city ends up paying the price for their ridiculous leftist policies. And then they want the federal government to come in and bail them out. And I just don't think we should. I think you have to, you know, natural consequences actually are what help us learn lessons never to walk down that road again. And that's what I think needs to happen here.
Sir, we only got about 15 seconds left. Just real quickly, where are you on a CR? Would you vote for a CR or not?
I think it's too early to talk about CR, John and Amanda. I think we should be getting those 12 bills done. And then let's see where the Senate ends up.
Folks, one more good one to go. Myra Flores, one of the most disruptive politicians of the last 4 or 5 years in all of this country, turned a deep blue district, a century blue, red back in 2022. And today she is running for that seat again. And she is absolutely one of the most important voices on the border. We'll have her next.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest rose to national prominence a couple of years ago by taking on the border, warning exactly what was going to happen under Joe Biden. Myra Flores was the Republican who flipped Texas' 34th congressional district for the first time in a special election in a very long time. She's back on the campaign trail looking to do it again in 2024, and she joins us right now. Congresswoman, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
A big win, I would say, for today. I know it doesn't stop the policy decisions that the Biden administration keeps making inexplicably, but a court recognizing that a state has to act on its own when the federal government does seems like a move in the right direction, right?
Absolutely. We need a border wall. But like I mentioned earlier, it's a policy problem. We can send funding, resources, and even hire more Border Patrol agents. But if we don't allow them to enforce the law and we don't put in the right policies, this humanitarian crisis is not going to stop. And it's now a national security crisis.
Yeah, that it is.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's obvious that the federal government is not imposing the right policies. But Texas, I think, to credit to your state, you guys are trying to do what you can, at least for Texas. Your state house approved $1.5 billion for border barriers to fortify the physical border, mandatory minimums for human smuggling, and also passed the bill to criminalize illegal immigration, at least at the state level. How many more measures like this have to get passed to maybe shore things up enough until there is a new federal administration in place?
I believe that we're going to continue to see high numbers of people crossing illegally into our country because the Biden administration continues to encourage illegal immigration. And while the people in Venezuela and Latin America and all over the world keep hearing that if they come here to the United States, they will be allowed to stay, they will continue to come. And once they're here, they'll claim asylum. And it hurts those people who actually do have a legitimate asylum claim because the majority are claiming asylum.
Congresswoman, that's such an important point, too, that you make. And that is that the legal immigrants often are the ones and or those who have a lawful reason to be coming here are the ones hurt by the crush of illegal immigration. How does that play in the immigrant community today? It seems like that's becoming a bigger and bigger issue.
Most people here in South Texas are struggling because of the economy and also because of the border situation. And we understand what's going on here because we have families in the state of Tamaulipas and all over Mexico that we can't visit because we're afraid. We're afraid of going into Mexico. Why would we want people that were afraid to come here to the United States. We understand the importance of border security. Like I said, I have family in the state of Tamaulipas, and I don't go as often as I wish I could. And I don't want no American here in the United States to ever feel afraid to go visit their loved ones. And that is exactly what we feel here in South Texas and most Mexican Americans that can't go to Mexico because they're afraid. And that is why border security is so important. And it's sad that it has been politicized because it shouldn't be about Democrats or Republicans. This is something that both Democrats and Republicans should come together now more than ever, especially when we're seeing Hamas terrorists kill innocent Israelis in the Middle East. Now more than ever, we need to secure the border.
Yeah, so important.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Congresswoman, we all know that Democrats never let a crisis go to waste, as evidenced by the Maine shooting most recently. But fentanyl is the leading cause of death for people aged 18 to 45. That sounds like a crisis to me. Why aren't Democrats letting that crisis go to waste? I never hear them talking about that with respect to the source of it, which is the open border.
It's heartbreaking, and we need more parents to talk about this issue. You know, I'm a mother of four, and it concerns me as well. I sat on the kitchen table to talk to my son about, you know, being very careful what he takes in. He's a senior here in McAllen ISD, and it worries me because he tells me the stories about friends that, you know, have died because of a fentanyl overdose. So this is a concern that all parents should talk to their children and address. And Democrats need to hear all those parents' cries. It's so important. And again, this is why we need border security, because the fentanyl is coming in, because our Border Patrol agents, they're exhausted. They're focused on the women and children saving lives at the border, and they're not able to apprehend all the fentanyl that is coming in through our border illegally, that is killing children, that is killing, you know, American lives. And I believe that it's poison. I don't even think it's a drug. It's poison. And it was made for that reason, to kill American people.
Yeah. On that note, Congresswoman, there was an IG report that came out today from the Homeland Security Department that said that CBP and the Homeland Security Department did not adequately provide the resources for border agents, that if they encountered fentanyl, they had all of the protections and the counter narcotics and things that they needed. Shocking, given how much we've known about this crisis for so long, and that the agency still isn't preparing the very people on the front lines that have to encounter it day in and day out.
Exactly. We need to give our full support to our Border Patrol agents. They're out there risking their lives every single day. The least we could do is build the wall and give them the resources that they need. The cartel is better funded than our own Border Patrol agents. Let that sink in. The cartel is better funded. They're actually making $13 billion a year. Because of this humanitarian crisis, they're not only abusing, raping women and children, they're charging thousands and thousands of dollars. And that is why it's important for us to secure the border and focus on legal immigration. But this administration makes it easier for people to come here illegally and makes it harder for people to come here legally into the United States. And it, you know, it makes me think, why do they continue to encourage illegal immigration? I actually believe that is because they're actually being benefited from it. You know, the Democrats are encouraging people to come here illegally because of cheap labor. They want these people to come here and work in the fields and work in the farm, you know, to abuse them. Why wouldn't they want them to come here legally? Cheap labor. And they make money off of them.
That's right. Terrible. Congresswoman, we've only got about 30 seconds left. I wanted to ask you, what are the most effective ways that Republicans can seize on surging Hispanic support to win elections next year?
It's important that we become storytellers and that we share our stories. We are more than just Republicans. We are mothers. We are fathers. And I believe that we need to start sharing our stories and our struggles and showing them who we are and humanize, you know, the Republican Party, humanize us. We have amazing stories to tell. And I think it's important that we focus on the border and the economy.
All right, folks, that wraps up the Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports. So grateful you can join. Hey, tomorrow we got a good one. Monica Crowley, she's going to tell you why she thinks the next Republican president of the United States will defund the United Nations. You heard me right. I'm not making that up. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. The Sunday Brunch Edition has got a lot of good stuff. We also got Congressman Mike Collins to join us. Ben Sadler, one of the great national security thinkers in the world as well. Chairman McKissick from the South Carolina Party. He's going to be joining us, and a whole lot more. So it's a great show on the horizon. Don't go anywhere. We'll have you covered all day tomorrow. Until then, a big thank you to Eli Crane, Andy Biggs, and Myra Flores, three
current and former members of Congress who really made a difference, and they all are experts on the border. Just think about what they told you about the border and the possibility of a Hamas attack. All of that is big stuff. All right, folks, we're going to call it a day. We'll come back tomorrow for Sunday Brunch Edition. Some good things on the horizon tomorrow. Until then, God bless you and have a great night. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.